Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is that we have the opportunity to study the living Word of God. I've studied it for years and years, and it's always such a marvel to me that it always meets me where I am in my life. That's what makes it a living Word. God will speak to us through His Word, and He does so because He wants us to know Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. He'll also give us the power to live according to those ways. And so that's why we go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, it's a joy to come to You again today, knowing that You have a desire for us to know Your Word. You've given it to us in so much, so many things to know. And I'm just glad that we have You as a resource. Holy Spirit of God, we ask that You would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth, even as You promised You would, and that You, oh Father, would bless us with Your presence while we study. We thank You for Jesus, and it's in His name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Philip and Andrew Tell Jesus. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, verse 22. The Apostle John wrote how there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. And in chapter 12 and verse 22 of his book, John shared how Philip came and told Andrew, where we read, Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Jesus. The verse reads, Philip came and told Andrew. John began with the words Philip came, which means the disciple of Jesus named Philip, whose name means lover of horses, arose and appeared and told Andrew, or and spoke to Jesus' disciple Andrew, which means manly and was a native of Bethsaida in Galilee, brother of Simon Peter and a disciple of John the Baptist. John shared how Philip went to Andrew to share with him about the Greeks who wanted to see Jesus. The verse continues, and again, Andrew and Philip told Jesus. John added the words, and again, which means, and further or moreover, Andrew, or Jesus' disciple Andrew, whose name means manly, and Philip, and Jesus' disciple Philip, whose name means lover of horses, told Jesus, or spoke to the Son of God, the Savior of mankind and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation. John shared how both Andrew and Philip went to Jesus to share the news about the Greeks coming to the Passover feast. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we discover how the information about the Greeks coming to the Paschal sacrifice was presented to Jesus. The Greeks told Philip, who told Andrew, and together they told Jesus. Jesus will respond to this information in our next verse, but suffice it for now for us to know that God is interested in saving people from around the world, from the penalty of sin, which was the result of sin, its death. When a person puts their faith and trust in God's Son, Jesus, He will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. And those who are wise will join these Greeks, Philip and Andrew, and come to Jesus, who has the words of eternal life. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,